Well, coming up on Friday, April the 19th, the Mickey Zartman Scarlet and Gray Ag Day is going to be held. And with us on the phone to talk more about the event, Leslie Rich, who is the advisor, and Nicole Steinmetz, one of the co-chairs of the committee. Leslie, let me begin with you. Share with us, if you would, some of the history of Scarlet and Gray Ag Day.
Sure. Scarlet and Gray Ag Day was started in 1999 by Mrs. Mickey Zartman. She is the wife of Dr. David Zartman, who was a former chair of the Dairy Science Department and Animal Science Department here at Ohio State. When she started the event, she wanted to be able to share a little bit about agriculture with a younger audience and bringing them onto the university campus, where we have a plethora of resources as far as connecting consumers, young consumers, with the ag industry. So she first partnered with the Ag Ed Society as far as building the project, and from there we have become our own student organization at Ohio State. And when she first started as well, she had one co-chair. We now have four co-chairs, and our committee is over 30 students. So we have certainly grown since the beginning, and our sessions have become quite extensive as far as covering a diverse ag background, and we try to reach different schools each year from the Central Ohio area, and our students coming to campus this year are fourth and fifth graders.
Leslie, has the goal of Scarlet and Gray Ag Day changed?
I would say that it has more so evolved. I think the idea of sharing agricultural information in a hands-on manner with young people has always been there from day one, but what has probably evolved has been the opportunity to provide some service projects in addition to their agricultural education hands-on sessions. So we have been working with some food banks here in recent years, as well as some other organizations to do more service type activities, and just kind of bringing it into a well-rounded event and program for not only the visiting schools but our college students who volunteer for the event.
Nicole, let me ask you, as one of the four co-chairs of the planning committee, describe the program that you folks have put together for this year.
So this year's theme is Ag Round the World, and we're really focusing on an global agriculture theme this year to kind of give students more of an idea of what is happening not only in their state but also around the world with agriculture. And so we have a variety of sessions this year, everything from aquaculture to the cannulated cow to calf microbiology and popcorn, and topics that relate to agriculture around the world.
Now, these are hands-on sessions?
Yes, the sessions are all hands-on. When we recruit our presenters, we actually work with them to make sure that they're hands-on. One of the attractions we try to build into our program to recruit our school teachers and administrators is the fact that these are indeed hands-on sessions. It's not a demonstration. It's not a presentation. They are hands-on sessions that are addressing Ohio's academic content standards, primarily in science areas. And we work with the teachers prior to the event by hosting a teacher's workshop, and we're providing them with agricultural curriculum, and they are simple lessons, but we're showing them how easy it is to incorporate agriculture into basic science studies in their classrooms, and many of the teachers are using that curriculum here probably this week particularly prior to coming to the event to get their kids excited about the day.
Nicole, let me ask you, as you put this program together, did you have an overall goal of what you want these students and teachers to take away from it?
I think the overall goal is just to kind of get them as young consumers thinking about agriculture and where their food is coming from, where their clothes are coming from, and how it just relates to their everyday life.
So as a student, what was it that you decided that this was something that you wanted to be involved with?
So as an agri-science education major, I'm always looking for opportunities to engage others in agriculture and educate them about agriculture. And so when I was a freshman at Ohio State, I learned of this student organization, and it was immediately something that I wanted to get involved in. And so I've been on the committee for 4 years, and this is my second year as a co-chair this year. And I think it's just a great opportunity to work with a diverse group of students from all majors on campus, and we're sharing that one common goal of educating the youth.
Leslie, it doesn't just happen. It takes support from others besides the university and these students.
It definitely does, and this is a professional development event in my eyes, too, for our college students, and I enjoy working with them, and even though our primary goal is ag education in youth and thinking about global issues and that sort of thing in regard to agriculture, I enjoy working with the students so they are learning life skills in regard to problem solving, leadership development, and just understanding that in the agricultural field and with there becoming more of a disconnect between people and everyday consumers and the land in which grows our food, they don't understand that process. And so working with these students, it is important to me to share with them that it is our responsibility as agricultural students to be responsible, and it's that civic responsibility to educate others about agriculture so they are better informed and they're better consumers and they're better decision makers about purchasing options and that sort of thing when it comes to the food and fiber and fuel that they use in their everyday lives.
Leslie, do you get outside support for the activity?
We do get some outside support. Each year we do have to recruit funding and sponsors to host our event. This event is free to our visiting schools. And so I would like to thank a couple of our sponsors, and we will continue to thank those sponsors throughout the day as well next Friday. But we do certainly thank the Ohio 4-H Youth Development Program through their curriculum support as well as use of the 4-H Center for a majority of the day's events. We also thank the Ohio Farm Bureau Foundation through their Ag Awareness Grant Program. We were also excited to be a part of Farm Journal Foundation's Hunger U Program, where we hosted an event in the fall and talked about local and global hunger and got the rest of the campus involved with addressing those issues. We also would like to thank the OSU Undergraduate Student Government, the Ohio Corn Marketing Program, the Ohio Small Grains Marketing Program, the OSU Ag Education Society, Farmhouse Fraternity, Farm Credit Services of Mid-America, the Franklin County Farm Bureau, Ohio Ag Council, and the OSU Saddle and Sirloin Club, as well as many other sponsors that help make this event possible.
Well, it sounds like a great event. Any idea on how many students you've reached over the years that this has been going on?
You know, Dave, the count is endless, and I think if we would ask Mickey Zartman, she would certainly probably have that right at her fingertips, but I would definitely believe that there are thousands of students that have been reached, not only OSU students, but the elementary students. Our goal is to recruit different schools each year, and our idea there is that the teachers get inspired to teach ag and incorporate ag into their classrooms, not just the year that they visit, but in the years to come, even if they don't bring their students to Scarlet and Gray Ag Day. So if they're teaching ag this year and they're teaching ag next year, then really it's growing exponentially as far as how we can reach students, whether it's directly through their visit with our program or it's indirectly through the teachers we've reached over the years.
And again, the schools are coming in from where this year?
We have 16 classes that will be on campus this year with about 385 students. And those schools that are coming this year are Clinton Elementary, Winchester Trail, Worthington, Brookside, Genoa Christian, and Baldwin Elementary.
All right, very good. Leslie, Nicole, either one, do you have anything else that you'd like to add?
I think that pretty much covers it, Dave. We certainly thank the opportunity for the interview today, and we're excited for our event and getting the OSU students who serve on the committee excited with these final planning stages. And we'll be very busy between now and then, but comes Friday, everything should come together perfectly, and we're hoping for great weather.